You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson.
Oh, welcome in, everyone, to episode number 35 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It's great to be back with you this week. I hope everyone's had an outstanding week, and I hope things are going well as you're settling into a new month here in 2021. So happy February for when this comes out. And guys, make sure you know that in February, there is a day that is special for your special someone. So February 14th, Valentine's Day, make sure you go on and start planning that, right? So you don't have to wait till the last minute. You don't have to scramble around the night before. You don't have to do something, you know, out of the ordinary. You don't have to spend extra for shipping, or, you know, just, you know, you get your life in order now so you don't have to rush and make sure everything is caught up by the time you get to the 14th. So that's just a little tidbit and a little bit of help here on the Life Coaching for Men podcast early in February, just to get you a little ahead. See what we do? Try to help you out in all areas of your life. And this one could be an area of time management for some of you, right? Or just for organization, or just to make sure that you know the month and you know the date, you know what's coming up. So that's your tip of the month so far for February. So happy February. And like I said, hope everyone is doing very well. So wanted to start this week with a really cool review that I got from James D. And this came from Great Britain, which is pretty cool. Again, I've told you all that the listeners are worldwide. And so this one's from Great Britain. It says, Dr. Darren Wilson is such an inspiring person. I really love listening to his insightful thoughts on all subjects. This podcast is not just for men. Anyone would benefit from Dr. Wilson's wisdom. And so, again, thank you so much, James D., for that review. If you guys would continue to put those reviews up, it really helps. It helps the podcast. I mean, obviously, it helps me and the platform, but it helps the podcast get out there and more people to be able to see it, more and more people to be able to get this content. And James is right. I intentionally titled it Life Coaching for Men because that's what I know the most about, right? I know the most about men, but certainly I think the topics that we cover and just the different aspects and the different ways that I try to go about and I try to present the material certainly you know, women and hopefully even teens and all you folks out there would be beneficial from this content. So really appreciate that. And thanks again for that review. So this week I want to talk about boundaries and what are boundaries and what are some areas of your life that you should be looking to put up some boundaries, if you will, and maybe some areas that you hadn't considered before where you might need a boundary or two. So if you think about a boundary, right, it's similar to a guardrail. You think about a guardrail, where do they put guardrails on roads, right? They don't put guardrails typically in straight stretches where there's just a rolling field to the right of the car. They put a guardrail either right before a turn or right into the turn, or where there's danger just on the other side if there's a cliff. And that's why they put a guardrail on the side of a road. And so a boundary is very similar to a guardrail. It's something that you're going to set up because you see it coming adversely to your life. You know that something on the other side of that guardrail, if you will, is not good for you. It's something that does not serve you well in terms of whatever it is that you want to do. It may be something that you want to achieve. It may be something that you want to stop doing. It may be something that is just affecting you in a way that you don't like the way you show up in those moments. And so you want to put this boundary, this guardrail up. And so let's think about what a boundary is for. First of all, a boundary is for you. You don't set a boundary up for another person. Now, you might set a boundary up and you think, oh, I'm setting this up because I don't want this person in my life, but it's not for that person, right? You don't set boundaries on other people. You set boundaries for you. And I think a lot of times we get confused with that because we think, oh, well, let me put this boundary up. And then all of a sudden you call up this friend and you say, hey, here's what you're not going to do anymore. This is my boundary. Well, again, folks, we don't control the humans, right? We control us. So we are setting a boundary for ourselves. And for some of you, that is like an enlightening moment because you've heard all of your life, well, you need to set this boundary and you need to do this and you need to do this. And the way that it's been presented to you is that you need to tell someone else to change, right? You need to tell someone else to change. Well, we know, because you're intelligent listeners to this podcast, we know that somebody else is not going to change just because you tell them to. We know that they're not going to change just because we want them to. The only way that person's going to change is because they feel the impetus to change on their own, right? They think that they need to do something differently for their own lives. And so just remember as we start this conversation that the boundary is set up for you, okay? The boundary set up for you. So what are some areas that these boundaries could look like, right? So maybe it's around food for some of you. Maybe for some of you, you're trying to lose weight and you know that you need to set a boundary up to make sure that you can stay away from that favorite dessert that you like down the road at your favorite little restaurant. Well, how do you set that boundary up? Well, there could be a couple ways you do that. One is you don't go to the restaurant, right? You're telling yourself, this is the boundary I'm setting for me. If I have a friend that calls and says, hey, let's go to XYZ restaurant down the road, and you know that that key lime pie's down there, or in my case, that cheesecake that's just going to stare you in the face when you walk in, you're going to say, you know what? I would love to go have lunch with you, but I just can't go there right now. Right, that's not the place I want to go, and you've set that boundary up because you don't even want to put yourself in a position to go in and be tempted to have that cheesecake. It's a very simple application, but that's a very easy way to set up a boundary. What else could you do? You could order takeout from that place, right? You may love the food. They have this perfect grilled chicken salad, and so you call, you get the grilled chicken salad. Heck, now you can even get it delivered. You don't even have to leave your house. And you get it that way, and you don't even have to worry about the temptation for the cheesecake. And so the boundary that you've set up is you've said, you know what, I'm not even gonna go in the front doors. All I'm gonna do is order online, let them deliver my favorite salad to me. I don't have to worry about the cheesecake. Very simple boundary. For some of you, it may be around alcohol, it may be around drinking. So you want to drink less. You don't want to drink as much as you've been drinking. Maybe you don't want to drink at all. So you set a boundary up. And for those of you out there that this is an issue for, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You don't go to the places where the alcohol is readily accessible, or you don't go with the same friends that you've been hanging out with because you know there's going to be alcohol there. And so you set a boundary for yourself. You don't tell your friends, hey, you can't go there, right? You don't tell your friends, hey, this is something that you're not allowed to do anymore. You say, no, you say, for me, right, I've decided that I'm not going to partake in this alcohol anymore, or this much alcohol or whatever it is. I'm not going to go there. You guys go and have a good time, but I'm not going to go. Now, for some of it, you can set the boundary. You can actually say, okay, I know that I'm going to go here, but I'm going to tell them that for me, I'm not going to drink. That's my boundary. My boundary is I'm not going to drink. For some of you, you're not to that point yet. So you need to set a greater and a wider, if you will, a stronger boundary for yourself that says, no, I'm not even going to go with you, right? And then you can take that next step once you feel confident and feel good about that boundary. And you can say, okay, now I'm going to go, except the boundary that I'm going to set is that I'm not going to drink. Right? So you can kind of change your boundaries. You can make them a little stricter. You can make them a little less strict depending on what the situation is and depending on how it really affects you. Because you all know there are certain things that you can turn on and turn off pretty simple, right? And either whether it's in your mind or it's something that you don't want to do or some activity you don't want to get involved in. But then there's other areas of your life where it's like, whoa, that is going to be tough, right? That's going to be really tough. So I need to set a wider or a more stringent boundary for myself. Let's talk a little bit about work. What could some boundaries look like at work? Well, for some of you men out there, if you're married and you've got a coworker that you have some temptation with, the boundary may be that you don't need to have a meeting with your door shut. That's a way to set up a boundary. The boundary may be that you don't need to meet with that person, period, if you can help it. You might set up the boundary where if you meet with that person, that you always have someone else with you. Those are boundaries that you can set up for yourself. And the other person may go, well, that's silly. You don't need to do that. You know, this is stupid. You can, but it's not about who? It's not about them, right? It's about you. And it's about the boundary you set. And you know if that could be an issue for you or not. And if it's an issue for you, then that's a simple way to set a boundary. You can have a meeting. You just never shut a door. Or you're never alone, or you always have someone else there. There are always ways around these types of temptations or these types of issues if you just step back and say, okay, how can I make sure that I am showing up the way I want to show up and that I have as much insulation for myself as I can? And so it's that conversation that you have with yourself, right, where you say, this is the expectation that I have for me. This is how I can meet or exceed this expectation. And now what do I want to do to put the plan into action? And the plan into action, again, may be that you leave the door open, you meet with somebody else. What you don't allow yourself to do is have that other conversation, right? Because what are we so good at? We're so good at talking ourselves into something that's not good for us. Isn't that the truth? We are so good at talking ourselves into something that's not good for us, whether it's the dessert, whether it's the alcohol, whether it's the women, whether it's, you know, you name it, we can be very good at that. And so you have to be very careful up front to tell yourself, no, this is the expectation I have for me. This is the boundary I'm going to set. And then you move forward. Another boundary you may need to set is something with your boss. I was working with a client a few weeks ago, and they were overwhelmed with all of this work that they were being that was being put on them by their boss. And it's not an issue that your boss puts a lot of work on you, right? The issue was with this client was that there were other people on his team that weren't pulling their weight. And so instead of the boss taking initiative and spreading the work out and saying, no, this is how this needs to happen. The boss just went to my client and said, look, I need you to get this done. Well, it wasn't a one-off. This was something that had been going on month after month after month. And so the work is piling up on my client, and all the other team members aren't having to pull their weight. And so as we're coaching, I said, this is one of those areas where you need to set a boundary for yourself about what's happening with your boss. And it's like, well, how do I even do that? I said, well, you go and you have a conversation and you set up some criteria and you say, look, here's the workload that I have. Here's the hours of day that I have to get done. This is it. This is all I have to give you. I know that I'm probably the best worker on the team. I said, we're working on confidence too. So go on and put that out there. I know that I'm the best worker on the team, but I also know that there are other members of the team that just aren't, they just don't have the workload that I have right now. So you don't have to tell them, you know, they're not pulling their weight. You don't have to throw them under the bus. But what you do need to do is be honest about where you are and the work that you can deliver. And that takes away so much drama, doesn't it? It takes away so much of the drama because you're not sitting there and he's not sitting there beating himself up night after night thinking, how am I ever going to get this stuff done? My boss just piles this on. I've got all these other coworkers that aren't pulling their weight. All of the stuff that we tell ourselves, I said, no. Just go and have a conversation. Now, if your boss comes back and says, well, that's tough. I just need you to get this done. And you've set this boundary for yourself, then you've got some decisions to make, right? You can either get as much of the work done as you can and just keep plugging along, or you can start to look for another job. May not be the place for you if that's the only option that you have. But you have set the boundary up in the first place. You've not gotten and allowed yourself to just stay in that constant hamster wheel of spinning in that drama. You've had that conversation, and now you know, wait, this might be my new reality, is that I do such a great job and I'm such a great worker that she's just gonna keep piling this on me. And so I may have to go somewhere else. Well, at least you've got some clarity there, right? At least you've got some clarity because you've set the boundary in the first place. For some of you, you need to set some boundary with some friends. You've got some friends that you allow to just walk all over you all of the time. You allow them to dictate the time that you're going to meet. You allow them to dictate the restaurant you're going to go to. You allow them to dictate who's going to come. You allow them to dictate where you're going to go, what activities you're going to do, because you've not taken the time and you've not put in place the boundaries that you need to have in order to have both a give and take relationship. Your relationship with this person or persons is all about you giving. And so you become what? You become a people pleaser in those moments. So many of you out there have a difficult time with boundaries because of your people pleasing tendencies and because of your perfectionist tendencies. If you haven't listened to last week's on perfectionism, go back and listen to that, because so many of these issues that you see come up on a day-to-day or a week-to-week basis are all born out of this perfectionist mindset that you've grown up with, this people-pleasing thing that you've had and that you don't even realize that you do. And so heaven forbid you would ever want to set a boundary, because you might have to have a frank conversation with a friend and say, look, I don't mind going places that you like to go, but I also would like to have some input here in what we do. I'd like to have some input in what time we leave. I'd like to have some input in what time we arrive, or I'd like to have some input in what time we're going wherever we're going to go. Let me give you an example. I've got another client I was working with this past week. He and a friend, good friend of his, they like to go and they like to work out in the mornings. Well, one of the things that has become an issue is that his friend either doesn't leave on time for him to be able to get to his work, or his friend, just sees other opportunities in the gym to, you know, have conversations with people or be friendly. It's nothing that his friend's doing wrong. But what they're doing, what he's doing, my client is doing, is he's riding with his friend. He's riding there to the gym every morning. And I said, look, you've got to set a boundary here, and you've got to set a new expectation for yourself that you don't have to ride with your friend every morning. If your friend gives you a hard time about spending gas or, you know, doing this or doing that because you could, you know, you all could just carpool and ride together, that's all fine. But you need to understand that it is 100% up to you to set the boundary for you to be able to leave at home, leave on time from home, and then also to leave on time from the gym to be able to get back home to shower to go to work. And he's like, oh, he's getting so caught up in the conversation with the friend and about the workout and about what? About people pleasing the friend, about not wanting to let the friend down, that it muffles and it fogs the decision making to say, wait a minute, there's another way here. There's another choice that I have. I can take my own car. We can still work out together. If he's there on time, great. If he's not there on time, then I've got to do a little different routine this morning. As a good friend told me once, a little movement's better than no movement. So you're already up. You're already able to do your workout. It may not be as perfect as it was going to be if your buddy was there or if your buddy was there on time. But you, for your sake, are going to be able to stay in your own integrity. You're going to be able to leave work on or leave your workout on time and be able to get to your own work on time. Again, it takes away the drama. Isn't life much better when you're living it drama-free? Let me say that again. Isn't life much better when you're living it drama-free? I mean, think about all of the things that you get caught up in that if you would just set a boundary for yourself, you could all of a sudden become more free. You could all of a sudden not have to worry about all of this stuff that plays around in your brain and how you push it onto someone else or how you blame someone else or how you don't want to offend someone else because you're afraid to set a boundary for you. For some of you, it's a boundary you need to set with a parent. Maybe you live close to a parent and a parent just comes in the house anytime they want to. And you've not told them, hey, you can come in anytime you want to, right? Maybe that's a boundary you need to set. You need to sit down and have a long conversation, or maybe it's a short conversation, but you need to have a conversation with one of your parents who wherever that's happening. And you need to say, look, I love you, right? But this is my house. This is mine and my spouse, or this is just my house. And I'd love for you to come over. I'd love for you to either text me or call me before you're coming, or if that's not going to happen, I would at least love you to knock on the door and let me invite you in. That is how you set a healthy boundary. For some of you, you need to set some boundaries in your marriage. It's hard sometimes to sit down and say, look, this is what I need for me. This is the boundary that I need to set for me. And again, maybe it's around time. That's an easy one. You know, if you like to leave at a certain time or you want to go to bed at a certain time, maybe your spouse likes to go to bed at a certain time. Your spouse says, hey, I need to be in bed by 10:30. You know, if you don't want to be in bed by 10:30, that's fine. But I need to be in bed. That's my boundary. Maybe you need to set a boundary like that, right? Maybe it's around food with your spouse. Maybe your spouse is just, you know, easy come, easy go. Whatever comes in is fine. But for you, you say, you know what? I want to eat a healthy lifestyle. I don't want to have all of these sweets in the house. Let's talk about how I can set this boundary for me. And if you won't do it for us together, I can set it for me so I can make sure that I can eat healthy. But for some of you, you really need to think about this week because you are spinning and spinning and spinning and spending so much time in your brain because you won't set a boundary for yourself with all of these different, or some of these different, or even for some of you, one of these different people that I've talked about this week on this podcast. This could be huge for some of you. And remember, it goes back to that people-pleasing. So when you feel yourself not wanting to have that conversation, sit there in that emotion. Ask yourself, why am I so fearful of having this talk? What comes up in me inside that makes me literally scared to have a conversation, probably with someone who's really close to you, right? Some of you are scared to have a conversation with your spouse. Some of you are scared to have a conversation with your best friend. And ask yourself why that is. What are you fearful of? What are you so scared of that you won't take the step to set this boundary that will make your life better because you're scared to talk to them about it? It's a great place to start. Once you start to understand why you're coming from this fearful mode, you can start to take some baby steps and you can start to implement some small boundaries. Remember I said earlier, you can make them small, you can make them bigger. Think about those guardrails. They're not all the same size. Some are small depending on the size of the curve, right? Some are large depending on the stretch of the mountain. So you can start with a small boundary and then you can enlarge the boundary as you feel more comfortable, as you get more confident, and as you know that you are doing this out of love for yourself and probably out of love for the other person too. But the main reason is because you're doing it out of love for yourself. Let me help you out there if you're struggling. If you're struggling setting boundaries, if you're struggling with perfectionism, if you're struggling with people pleasing, reach out to me, drdarrinwilson@gmail.com. It's drdarrinwilson@gmail.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. It's an easy 45-minute conversation that we have, and we just talk about what coaching looks like. We talk about the programs we can put in place to help you live the best life and the life that you've never imagined that you could live for yourself and with yourself with the freedom that you gain from life coaching. I hope you all have a super week. Can't wait to see you back here next time. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrinwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.